Have you ever watched a film set in a desert where the character is desperate to find an oasis? They're parched, they're thirsty, they're low on water, and they need to replenish their water bottles and just drink the water. They're surrounded by miles of arid sand, and they're in real danger of dying from thirst or sun exposure. And they crawl forward, disorientated by mirages and the lack of any reference points. And when they find the oasis, it's always amazing because they can wet their parched throats, they can top their water bottles up, and they can drink till they're satisfied. And then revived, they carry on their difficult journey through a challenging and a hostile landscape. And this might have been how the Israelites were feeling in the reading that we heard from Exodus chapter 17 this morning. There's a dispute going on between Moses and the people of Israel over a lack of water. And it takes place at Rephidim. Today it's called Wadi Faran, and it's the main oasis in southern Sinai. If you go onto Google Maps and put in Rephidim, you'll see just how bleak it is from the satellite photo. It's just desert and mountains. And it's possible that the Israelites were being prevented from getting water by the Amalekites. And if you read chapter 17, you'll see some references to that. Moses actually feels like his life is in danger because the people are so angry with him. But the conflict was settled when Moses, under God's direction, used his staff to produce water from the rock. And in the previous chapter, Exodus 16, God had tested the Israelites. But this time, the Israelites were testing God because of their lack of trust. They didn't trust that God was going to provide them the water. And because of their reaction, they were testing God and they were quarrelling with Moses. The place was called Massah, testing, and Meribah, quarrelling. So the Lord leads Moses to a rock and he tells him to strike it, and the water gushes out, as it does when the smooth surface of limestone is split sometimes. It's known that limestone behaves in that way. And Moses may have been familiar with this method of finding water because he'd been a shepherd for 40 years in a nearby region. So it may be that he had had some experience of that in the past. Some believe that Moses struck a solid rock and the water supernaturally flowed out of it. Others think that he hit a rock and uncovered a previously closed spring. Whatever our view, the point is clear. God provided this life-giving water. God was the provider of it. And Paul actually refers to this incident in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He suggests that the pre-existent Christ, Jesus, before he came to earth, was the one who sustained the Israelites during that desert time with food and water. The rock was Christ, says Paul in 1 Corinthians 10. So those who said, is the Lord among us or not? He was definitely. Christ himself was there to sustain and save, says Paul. And the idea of God as the giver of life-giving water carries over into the New Testament. And that reading that we have from John chapter 4, the woman at the well, portrays Jesus as the water of life. The Samaritan woman went to the well alone in the heat of the day because her neighbours despised her. And as she talked with Jesus next to the well, Jesus introduces himself as the one who gives living water, the gift of eternal life. So in that scene that we recalled earlier, where we've seen actors in a desert, that was depicting a physical event of being lost in the desert and looking for water and sustenance. But that sometimes we can feel, can't we, that we're in the spiritual equivalent of a desert. Or maybe we know someone who is. We might have a roof over our heads and food in the cupboard and water in the taps. But spiritually speaking, we feel like we're in a desert. Life seems harsh and hostile, with little relief from the difficulties that we're facing. And we crave the relief of pure spiritual water, some unseen help and sustenance from God. whether it's through practical help from another person or through a change in our moods or our emotions. And the good news, of course, is that through our faith in Jesus, we can have that help and that sustenance. Think back to about how the Samaritan woman at the well felt after just one conversation with Jesus. And we have that access to him too, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us not to worry, not to be anxious, but to cast our cares on him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He came to give us peace and hope, and we can have easy access to it through our relationship with him, through prayer, through reading the Bible, through spending time in his presence. And just as the Israelites found practical relief from their thirst in the literal desert, so we can find spiritual relief in the desert seasons of our life. The Samaritan woman spent only a few minutes with Jesus, and she was transformed by the spiritual water, the living water that he offers, and which never runs dry. And this morning we read these passages, and we're reminded and encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the source of living water. We are reminded of where our help comes from, a never-ending well of spiritual life available for each person. So let's make sure that in the challenging times that we're experiencing, we drink from that well regularly, and that we don't suffer from unnecessary spiritual thirst. Perhaps more importantly, let's point others to this life-giving water source. How can we be like that woman at the well? Let's remind ourselves, verse 39, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we've heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Saviour of the world." And we can give people some minor relief and hope through our kind words and good actions. But better still, we can introduce them to Jesus, and they will believe themselves and drink freely from the well. May the Lord help us to do this.